You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Thy Will Be Done. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
When I examine my life, I find that some of the toughest struggles are struggles of the will. Sometimes that means my will versus someone else's will. You know, how should you squeeze the tube of toothpaste? I have my correct way, and you have yours. How should we discipline the children? You're tough, I'm gentler, or whatever. How shall we make the office function more efficiently? You have the way you want to do it, and I know for a fact that your way is wrong. In all of these cases, and in so many more that you can share, the result is a clash of wills. I find that the struggles are even more difficult when they are within me. There are times when part of me wants to do one thing, and another part of me says, oh no. On one hand, I want to lash out at people who oppose me, but on the other hand, I know that won't be productive. On one hand, a recovering alcoholic wants just one drink, but on the other hand, knows that he'll lose control and will lose sobriety. On one hand, you may enjoy a slight, seemingly innocent flirtation, but on the other hand, it has all the potential for big time trouble. The struggles within you are tough, aren't they? Often one part of me says, Dale, put yourself first. Do what you want. While another part of me says, Dale, you know that's not the way of Christ. And that joins the battle within me. Through Jesus Christ, God shares with me, and with you too, his ongoing love and care. He has made me a citizen of Christ's kingdom, even while I continue to be a citizen of an earthly nation. Since I know through faith that I am a citizen of Christ's perfect and eternal kingdom, there are times, many times I must emphasize to you, this happens almost daily, many times when I must struggle against my own will. I'm not the center of the universe, as much as part of me likes to think so. I have to struggle against going my own way in order to share with others the love and care that I continually am receiving from God. I can summarize it all this way, and I put it to you. Isn't one of the most difficult prayers that we say, Our Father who art in heaven, thy will be done. Thy will, not mine, be done. Our Savior told a story that says to me, and should say to you, that we had better feel that clash of wills within our hearts and mind, that deep-seated daily struggle between what you or I want and what God wants us to do. Jesus' story from Luke chapter 10 begins this way. An expert in Moses' teaching stood up to test Jesus. Now, I can relate to that man. He was very religious, and so am I. Our listener surveys indicate that you probably are a pretty religious person, too. You may or may not go to church, but you probably consider yourself a spiritual person. God is important in your life. Reading on, he asked, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answered him, What is written in Moses' teachings? What do you read there? He answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus told him, You're right. Do this, and life will be yours. But the man wanted to justify his question. So he asked Jesus, Who is my neighbor? Isn't that typical? We religious people like to nail down all the details. We don't like those loose ends. When someone asks, How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? Religious people will often ask if they should be dancing at all. We don't like those loose ends. We want to define what's required of us, and we want to do those required works. Then we expect a calm conscience because we did our duty.
The man in Jesus' parable wanted life, and he wanted to know what to do to obtain it. It's all very works righteous, and we religious people are by nature very prone to works righteousness. Well, being religious or spiritual or whatever term you use to describe yourself, and doing the prescribed holy works do not make you a citizen of God's kingdom. The Holy Spirit does that as He calls to you with that wonderful announcement that God has given you a Savior from your sin. He makes you a citizen by giving you faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your forgiveness and giving the assurance that you are going to have a blessed life forever. Now, because your works, even your religious works, don't bring you into God's kingdom, Jesus responded to the "Who is my neighbor?" question by telling a story. Our Savior's story drives home the uncomfortable, sometimes the wrenching fact that religious and spiritual people, like me and probably like you, had better feel deep within our heart and souls that clash of the wills between what we want to do and what God tells us to do. Jesus replies, "A man went from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, robbers stripped him, beat him, and left him for dead. By chance, a priest was traveling along that road. When he saw the man, he went around him and continued on his way. Then a Levite came to that place. When he saw the man, he too went around him and continued on his way." No clash of the wills there. No wrenching internal struggle, should I help or not? These folks simply did their own will. They didn't do God's will, even though they had heard about it and even memorized it. The priest and the Levite knew the Old Testament command to love your neighbor as yourself. They knew Micah 6:8. "This is what the Lord requires from you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to live humbly with your God." They knew so many other passages. These two were hearers of God's word, but not doers of God's will. So on they journeyed, smug in their religiosity, smothering the clear word of God to love and care for others, self-confident in their religious works, and unless something changed, they journeyed on as eternally lost sinners. But a Samaritan, as he was traveling along, came across the man. When the Samaritan saw him, he felt sorry for the man, went to him, and cleaned and bandaged his wounds. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day the Samaritan took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. He told the innkeeper, "Take care of him. If you spend more than that, I'll pay you on my return trip." You need to know that Samaritans were not appreciated by the citizens of earthly Israel, and they were especially disdained by religious people because the Samaritans did not worship in the temple at Jerusalem. So when Jesus sets up a Samaritan as the hero of his story, he's really putting it to people who are religious for the wrong reasons. Jesus asked, "Of these 3 men, who do you think was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by robbers?" The expert said, "The one who was kind enough to help him." Jesus told him, "Go and imitate his example." Go and imitate his example. That's easier said than done. Our natural inclination is to say, "My will, not thine, be done." But you and I are citizens in God's kingdom. And though we often falter, we should be so thankful for the ongoing love and care that we receive from our Heavenly Father that we will share it with others and overcome that voice that says, "Keep on going, do your own thing." As James chapter 1 pointedly says, do what God's Word says. Don't merely listen to it, or you'll fool yourselves. If someone listens to God's Word but doesn't do what it says, he is like a person who looks at his face in a mirror, studies his features, goes away, and immediately forgets what he looks like. However, the person who continues to study God's perfect teachings that make people free and who remains committed to them will be blessed. People like that don't merely listen and forget. They actually do what God's teachings say. Now, since the Bible has made these points very clear, let me pass along 4 pieces of advice
about the struggle between doing your will and God's will.
First, welcome that struggle. It's really the Spirit of God struggling against sinful nature. Martin Luther writes, "Our will is the greatest power within us, and we must pray against it. My Father, suffer me not to have my will. Oppose my will and break it. Come what may, only let thy will and not mine be done. For so it is in heaven. Self-will is not found there. Let it be the same here on earth." Such a prayer, if it is offered, hurts our nature. For self-will is the deepest and mightiest evil in the world, and there is nothing which we love more than our own will. Second, recognize that it's in the little things where God wants you to do His will. Anyone can appear holy and pious when they go to church or even listen to this program. But what about the situations day in and day out in your life? Jesus reminds us in Luke 16, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with a lot. Remember that you pray that God's will be done on earth. That means in the little things of your daily life. Third, when your will is struggling against God's will, pray for God's help and pray confidently. 1 John 4, verse 4 is a great reminder. Dear children, you belong to God. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. The Spirit of God who is active in your life through the gospel of Jesus Christ is even more powerful than our sinful and willful nature. So, pray confidently. And finally, enjoy the progress. Being a good Samaritan is satisfying work. You know how you feel when you do what is right. It may have been tough. It may have hurt you in some worldly sense, but you did the right thing and it made you feel good. As citizens in God's kingdom, we are constantly growing by the Word and Spirit into an ever more mature and holy Christian life. More and more, we're growing up into Christ, our head. So when the will of God has been done in your life here on earth, enjoy the progress of your faith and praise God. A closing question. Won't these victories in the struggle against your own will also make you a better citizen of your community? Won't the conviction that you're not saved because you are a religious person who does religious works, but rather that you're saved by God's grace through faith, make you a truly spiritual person, spiritual with a capital S, because the Spirit of God is working in you? Is not the best way for you to be a good citizen in your community and nation to share the love and care that you receive in God's kingdom? Until our next time together, remember that Jesus wants to praise you for being this week's Good Samaritan. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.